Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashinu Yogi speaking and it's 5:20 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Well, today I woke up at around 10 minutes to 4 and did my meditation, did my bike ride, and during the bike ride I was actually listening to a hypnosis program for manifestation of your dreams, and I could actually feel the energy in me while I was riding my bike, just listening to the meditation, just listening to the voice, where I was basically trying to visualize my goals, the ones that I really want to manifest in true life. And that was a great session. And what that session taught me was, in order to manifest your dreams or your goals, you need to not think about the process but the result. What will it be when you have already achieved these goals for yourself? How does it feel like? What does it feel like to be at the finish line once you finish a 2-hour 50 marathon? What does it feel when you are launching your book? What does it feel when you've met your business goals and you're speaking to a lot of people? So that was a great visualization technique. And every time I visualized that, I really got motivated. So the objective to realize your dreams is to actually envision the end result and live it now. Live as if you've already achieved it. Not think about how you'll achieve it, but think that you've already achieved it and just live that moment. Because when you live that moment of achievement, manifestation happens. And this is one of the things that I've gone through a lot of meditation sessions from various authors, various personalities. And this is one thing that I have learned, is to always focus. If you have to visualize anything, focus that you've already achieved. There is a live that dream right now. Now, and it could be any dream that you want to achieve, whether it's your career, whether it's your work, whether it is your workouts, your races, anything. You have to live that dream right now. Not really right now, every day of your life. As soon as you wake up, your dreams, your goals should drive you forward. Just thinking about, what does it mean to live like a champion that has achieved his goals? What does it mean to live like a person who has 500% productivity? How does a person who has 500% productivity spend his or her time on a day-to-day basis? Where and how do they fill those gap holes? You know, when you live that dream of a 500% productive man or a woman, you start being that person. And that is very important. That's envisioning the whole process. Of course, I've started it in a small way. Every time you need to speak to your mind, it is a difficult process. The process does not come through so easily. There's always going to be resistance to it. I got a very good question yesterday asking me, how do you manage distractions? And I had already talked about distractions a couple of months before and said that, you know, you have to schedule your distractions, say for 15 minutes, slot it out. There's another way that I'm trying to work on, and that is to time your distractions. Okay, so if you're not able to slot your distractions in your calendar, let's say you are getting distracted, you want to relax, or you want to read something, or you want to watch YouTube, keep a timer of 15 minutes. Say you have 15 minutes only to be distracted. After that, you have to get back onto your goals. You have to start working on them. You have to start doing something that's different from what it is. So the moment you slot your, or you can say time your distractions, keep a timer or 15 minutes. You can keep it on your watch, keep it on your mobile, and be free to get yourself distracted. Reading news, Google News, whatever you want to read, you know, what do you want to see, but keep it for a limited amount of time, not more than 15 minutes. And then once you finish that, your mind will be satisfied. Okay, I let myself get distracted. Okay, now get back to work and get back to what you want to pursue for. What are the goals you want to achieve? Start working on them. So that's another technique that I would suggest to, you know, minimize the distractions or the leaks that happen in your life. I followed that today. I followed that for a couple of days, and I could feel the difference. When you slot it out, when you time it, there are two ways. You either slot it, say maybe 3 times a day for 15 minutes each, or you say, okay, at any time of the day I would want to use this, but keep a timer. No, just keep a timer and just say, okay, this is my distraction time. But do not get distracted for more than 15 minutes at any point of time, not more than 15 minutes. And that should be a rule for you to move forward, because unless you don't do that, you won't be able to reach, you know, 500% product. What does 500% productivity actually mean? You know, that's a lot of work that you can do in just one day, right? So if you have to achieve that, there are so many factors that you need to do more efficiently. You need to work more efficiently towards trying to reduce the time that you take for your normal activities. Crunch it up in a way. You know, try to see what you can do more efficiently than just sit and waste your time in a longer way. That is very important. How do you crunch your time? How do you crunch, tasks that would actually take longer for you? And that comes with a sense of urgency also to do things. You know, if you feel there is a time crunch, you will definitely do things faster. If you think there's no time crunch, you will take your own sweet time to do things. This is something that I've observed also. You know, if I keep my alarm at 3:30 and have a workout at 5, I take that time, I eat that time. But if I wake up at 4 o'clock and I have to be ready by 5, I do things much faster. Because now I don't have that buffer time of half an hour. And that's what keeps me, you know, pushing forward. So try to do this time crunching in a way which will make you more efficient and let you do things in a better way, in a faster way. And when I say fast, does not mean haphazardly. Think and do things. And today, I had to go for a haircut, and I had a call that I had to attend at 9:30. Believe me, as soon as I finished my haircut, I was literally running down the stairs. Just grabbed my bike, started off, and I reached home within 5 minutes. But if I didn't have any meeting to attend, I would be just lazing around. Maybe I would have just entered the grocery store and called up Sima, hey, what is there to buy? Is there anything? Just go around and come and waste at least half an hour over that and take my own sweet time to come. Okay, when I was rushing down also, I made sure that I'm not driving my car or my bike too fast. Okay, of course, respect the signal, respect everything. Nothing haphazard where I was trying to break any rules. The safety is very important, not only safety of yours, but safety of others also. Do in a way it does not harm others, or you do not put others' safety in jeopardy just because you want to rush on doing things faster. So we have to have that limit of understanding or make sure that level of sanity. You know, we do not just do things just because we want to become 500% productive. You start driving your car at 80-90 km/h on a busy road. Oh no, that won't help. You know, that is going to be dangerous for you as well as others. So We need to have that level of maturity as to where to improve things. When I say efficiency in doing things, you could, you know, set things upfront ready for you so that, you know, you don't have to waste your time. For example, a simple thing, you know, I drink warm water in the morning rather than get up in the morning, you know, warm the water in the microwave, or, you know, fill it up. I always keep a flask with warm water ready. So that as soon as I wake up, I just have to drink that. So that is efficient. Trying to be more efficient in what you do and save time. That is going to take you forward. So that's what I meant to say by that. So I hope that answers the question that one of the listeners have asked. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And if you liked it, please give me your reviews, comments, suggestions, questions if you have any. I would love to answer them. And thanks for listening. Thank you so much for all the love and affection that you have given me. Love and respect people around you. Keep smiling. Stay strong. Stay hungry. Stay wise.